My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What a way to start the week. I mean, I gotta say, I think we just saw one of the single most brilliant political chess moves in modern American history. While Democrats were thinking they had finally figured out how to beat Trump with the shutdown and Tuesday's elections, Trump just detonated a nuclear bomb that has the entire Democrat Party eating itself alive. Chuck Schumer's own senators are calling for his head. Bernie Sanders is in a rampage. And Trump? He's just announced he's sending you a check for $2,000 while pivoting to five new game-changing domestic policies that will reshape America and win the 2026 midterms. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, enjoying yet another wonderful day in the glorious golden age that you made happen back on November the 5th, and you're going to do it again just 12 months from now. So if you want a front row seat on all the latest developments and happenings, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So as we talked about in our first video earlier today, after 40 days, the longest shutdown in U.S. history, everything Democrats fought for literally just evaporated in a single Sunday night vote. Eight Democrat senators broke ranks and voted with Republicans to reopen the government. But here's the kicker. They got absolutely nothing in return. No Obamacare subsidy extensions, no health care for illegal migrants, nothing. Nada. John Fetterman was just on Fox News saying the shutdown was a total and complete disaster for the Democrats. I don't know why he doesn't just switch parties. Come on, John, the water's great. And the meltdown has been absolutely spectacular. Democrat Representative Ro Khanna from California did not mince words. Senator Schumer is no longer effective and should be replaced. California Governor Gavin Newsom, old grease monkey himself, who desperately wants to be your next president, posted one word: pathetic. Bernie Sanders had a video temper tantrum and tweeted out, quote, "Tonight was a very bad night." I mean, it does look like Chuck Schumer is done. Honestly, I honestly do not see how he survives this, especially given the fact that Democrats and leftists are openly admitting that the shutdown only ended up making Trump stronger. The shutdown that was supposed to politically weaken Trump only ended up making him more politically formidable than he's been before, which is the last thing that the Democrats wanted in all this. We talked about this in our first video, but what this prolonged shutdown ended up doing is it afforded Trump the opportunity he needed to pivot back to the very domestic issues that got him overwhelmingly elected in the first place. As we talked about again all last week, we have tons of data that show that disaffected independent populace, right? So we're talking working class voters, Latinos, Gen Z men, They voted overwhelmingly for Trump because they believed he was going to stand up to the establishment and corporate interests that together dismissed the concerns of these disaffected voters, particularly concerns over cost of living issues, food prices, affordability, and the like. And unfortunately, many of these voters believe that over the last few months, for right or for wrong, they believed that Trump was more interested in the Middle East than he was in Middle America, that he was more interested in foreign policy than he was in food prices. And so, as we saw last Tuesday, these disaffected independents abandoned the Republicans. The irony here is that this prolonged shutdown ended up affording Trump the very opportunity he needed to pivot back to those very domestic issues that won over those very disaffected independents in 2024. And since Wednesday of last week, he's already been hitting the ground running. In fact, he's clearly recognizing that November 4th, Tuesday, last week, was a wake-up call. He's recognizing that the 2026 midterm cycle will center on one thing, and that's cost of living, it's affordability. And as the Democrats descend into chaos from the shutdown fallout, Trump has just unleashed five domestic policy announcements that promise to dominate the political momentum heading right into the midterms. Wait until you see this. Did you know there's a $4.5 billion fund set aside to compensate people injured by vaccines? Isn't that shocking? Again, talk about a total inversion of what we saw 4 years ago. But what's even more concerning is how many people still don't realize that mRNA vaccines may actually cause ongoing damage long after the shot. It all comes down to something called spike proteins. Now, these spike proteins can affect your blood vessels, your immune system, even your brain. And for millions of people, the effects are showing up months or even years later. So what can we do to protect ourselves and rebuild our health naturally? Well, it turns out that the answer starts in your gut. Your gut microbiome, that's the community of bacteria living inside of you. It's the number one factor for overall health and immunity. But years of antibiotics, processed foods, and toxins have destroyed that balance for most Americans. Believe it or not, the number one thing that you can do for your gut microbiome is consume kimchi. And that's why I am so excited about Kimchi One from Brightcore. It's a breakthrough way to get the benefits of traditional fermented kimchi without the mess, the smell, or the hassle. Each capsule delivers over 900 probiotic strains, live enzymes, and powerful antioxidants that help restore your gut flora, improve digestion, support your immune system, and even help with energy metabolism and weight management. It's amazing stuff. It's all natural, non-GMO, gluten-free, soy-free, made right here in the USA. Gang, I take it every day because I want my gut and my immune system working for me, not against me. Now, you can get 25% off right now by clicking on the link below or going to mybrightcore.com/Turley, or better yet, call them at 888-597-0233 for up to 50% off plus free shipping. The first 100 callers even get a free bottle of vitamin D3. Again, that's 888-597-0233. Don't wait. Your gut health is your first line of defense. Give them a call at 888-597-0233. The first major domestic policy that Trump just announced, the big one, is the $2,000 tariff dividend check. Trump announced that almost all Americans, except high-income earners, of course, will receive at least $2,000 paid from the hundreds of billions of dollars collected through his reciprocal tariff policy. The U.S. collected roughly $151 billion in tariff revenue between April and October alone, with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent projecting at least $500 billion for the year. And this is absolutely huge because he's not just sending working-class Americans a check for $2,000, but he also just announced that the rest of the tariff funds will go to pay down the debt. So this twofold allocation is key because Americans have to feel, they have to physically sense, as it were, how tariffs are actually benefiting their lives. And at the same time, they need to be assured that any future debt crisis is being averted. And that's precisely where these tariffs come in. Tariffs provide money for taxpayers to help with expenses, and they help pay down the debt. So you get two for one. The second proposal involves the politically genius chess move that Trump just made that pulled the rug out from under Schumer's feet. And I think this alone, in many respects, ended the shutdown. Remember, the Democrats started this whole shutdown disaster over the claim that Republicans were going to let the extended Obamacare subsidies to expire, and thus millions of Americans were going to see their health care premiums double when those subsidies expire on December 31st. That's why Democrats wanted first a permanent extension of these subsidies, and then they settled for a one-year extension. Trump flipped that on its head by proposing to replace the Obamacare subsidies entirely with healthcare savings accounts, which would send the money directly to the people rather than greedy insurance companies who've seen their stock value jump 1,000% ever since Obamacare passed 15 years ago. That's why all the major insurance companies were all in on Obamacare. And this was an absolutely brilliant move because not only does it actually solve the problem of skyrocketing premiums by taking the money away from insurance companies who artificially inflate their prices, but it also pulled the rug out from under Schumer's feet, since the only leverage he and the Democrats had in the shutdown was the claim that the Democrats were the ones trying to prevent the Republicans from allowing the subsidies to expire. Again, it was absolutely brilliant political move by Trump to not only end the shutdown, but actually solve the problem of skyrocketing healthcare premiums by bypassing the greedy insurance companies and sending the money directly to the American people and allowing them to spend it in any way they want. And Schumer no longer had any leverage. And so the whole shutdown thing just collapsed right in front of his head. It just literally blew up in his face. Thirdly, Trump has just tasked the Federal Housing Finance Agency, so that's the FHA, to roll out a 50-year mortgage option specifically designed to help young Americans afford home ownership by lowering monthly payment requirements. So here we're talking the longest loan possible with the lowest payments possible. And the key here, where I tend to demur from those who are criticizing this plan for just putting young people deeper into debt, well, yes and no. They can always double up on payments and pay off the principal directly while getting very low monthly payments. And so that'll allow them to pay off the loan early or just take advantage of the low monthly payments as a way of lowering their cost of living. I mean, again, it empowers the consumer to make the choice. Stop making choices for others. It empowers the consumer to make their own choices while making homes more affordable for younger first-time homebuyers. Fourth, Trump is taking on Big Ag. Now, that's huge for the MAHA movement, right? Bobby Kennedy's Make America Healthy Again. These are members of the Trump coalition, tens of millions of people who are very concerned about Big Pharma, very concerned about Big Ag, all these corporatist entities. Just more or less taking away their freedom and particularly their freedom of choice. And they want them brought to accountability. They want them broken up, brought to accountability. Trump has ordered the DOJ to investigate particularly foreign big ag meatpacking corporations of colluding to drive up prices. The White House specifically named the Big Four. So that's JBS, which is Brazil owned. Cargill, I think is that Tyson Foods and National Beef, which all together control approximately 85% of U.S. beef processing. That's up from 36% back in 1980. So Trump's accusing these majority foreign-owned meat packers, as he calls them, of artificially inflating beef prices while cattle ranchers unfairly take the blame. Attorney General Pam Bondi has confirmed the antitrust investigation began immediately, and it's being led by the DOJ's antitrust division in partnership with the Department of Agriculture. Ground beef has hit a record $6.32 per pound. And just the very fact that they're being investigated, That itself is enough to force these meatpacking corporations to lower their prices. And finally, fifthly, Trump has taken steps to dramatically reduce the cost of prescription drugs. And you probably saw Trump launch a comprehensive most favored nation pricing strategy, forcing pharmaceutical companies to charge Americans no more, not a dime more, than the lowest prices offered to other developed nations. Most recently, Trump got the popular weight loss drug Ozempic to drop from $1,000 a month to now just $350 a month, with Medicare prices at just $245. Zepbound as well fell from $1,000 a month to $300 a month. Medicare beneficiaries, they pay only $50. It's a $50 copay. Novo Nordisk's insulin products now cost just $35 a month. And the administration has officially launched TrumpRx.gov, which enables direct-to-consumer drug purchases at dramatically reduced prices, bypassing insurance middlemen entirely. You see, there's a pattern here, right? So Trump is awakening a new MAGA, as it were, making affordability great again, and he's doing it. He's doing it. He's hitting the ground running. He's effectively pivoting to domestic issues so as to assuage the concerns of some, not all, but some Trump voters that he's more interested in foreign policy than food prices. Meanwhile, the Democrats have squandered whatever political capital they may have amassed from last Tuesday's elections with this shutdown surrender. And they're in absolute chaos. They're in total civil war mode. Remember, none of the eight Democrats who voted to reopen the government last night faces re-election in 2026, which tells you everything you need to know. They knew this vote would be political suicide. So only senators who don't have to answer to voters next cycle were willing to do it. This is Trump playing 4D chess while Democrats are still reading the rule book. He did not just outmaneuver them on the shutdown. He co-opted the entire domestic agenda. Trump is putting cash in your hands. He's making housing affordable and giving you control over your health care dollars. Democrats are eating their own leadership alive while defending insurance company profits. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It looks like we didn't just crush the Democrats in ending this shutdown. That crushing may turn out to be the precursor of the real crushing 12 months from now. Before you go, gang, if you want to be part of a community where faith, family, and freedom come alive, check out the Courageous Patriot Club. I love for you to see what this community is all about. You can watch a free preview of Turley Walks, one of my exclusive weekly series. Head on over to turley.pub/turleywalks.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Your future self will thank you. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off your next order. That's Kachava, KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS for 15% off.